Please be seated. One of my old Bibles out, and I opened it, and a piece of paper fell out of it. So I looked at it, and there's just something that they had in there as a quote. So I looked up a few verses for all the stuff they had here, and first I'll go through this and read it. And it says, "Be thankful." And it started off in Thessalonians that says, "Rejoice always and pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." And that's the next little quote that they had on there was, "Be thankful you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to?" And that kind of surprised me. I thought, well, I thought it'd be nicer just to have everything I desire. But then I wouldn't have anything to look forward to. I wouldn't have nothing to work towards. And it said, "Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn." I think of the kids as they're going to school. They should be thankful that they don't know something. Sometimes they have trouble of talking to the teachers to tell the teachers that, "Hey, I don't know this. I need some help on this." And sometimes I've noticed with our granddaughters even that they've got a subject they're working on, and they, "I don't know what this is," and they'll ask the teacher, "Well, what do I do there?" And this one teacher said, "Well, you should know that already." She said, "Well, I don't know it. That's why I'm taking the class, you know." But anyway, so it is nice to have the opportunity to learn, but you do have to speak up and say, "No, hey, wait a minute, I don't know this." And that's one thing I learned a long time ago, that when you're talking to somebody, I've noticed it for a long time, and I've made it a habit of always stopping them. If I don't know what they're talking about, they'll have some word or something they say describing something. And they said, "You know how that is?" And I said, "No, I don't know how that is. What does that word mean?" And you'll notice when you do that a lot of times that the people that even are saying it say, "Well, I don't know what it means, but that's just what you say." So we need to always speak with what we're saying, and if we don't know it, stop people and ask them, "What is it that we need to learn here?" Then it said, "Be thankful for difficult times." That is kind of a hard one, to be thankful for when things are going bad, but during those times you grow. We'll go back and catch these verses in a minute, but be thankful for your limitations, because they give you the opportunities for improvement. Then be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build your strength and character. And be thankful for your mistakes. They'll teach you a valuable lesson. I suppose that works a lot of times if you're working on something, or working on a car or something else, and you don't quite do the right thing, it's a mistake. It usually costs you money, but the next time you're working there, you remember not to do that again. So that helps. Be thankful when you're tired and weary. That means you've made a difference. Let's start with on this one here. We'll read in Thessalonians, the first one that starts out with. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 18. "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 19, it says, do not quench the spirit, do not despise the prophecies. Examine all things. Firmly hold on to what is good. Abstain from all appearances of evil. Not just all evils, but if it appears evil, try to stay away from that. And if you go to Isaiah, and the second one there, be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. Anyway, the one I came up with looking this up was in Isaiah 63:7. And it's under the heading above, it starts, the mercy of the God remembered. I will mention the steadfastness, love of the Lord, the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed on us, and that great goodness towards the house of Israel, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercy and according to the multitude of his kindness. Seems like most of these will come down to you need to pray first. But then it was be thankful when you don't know something. Gives the opportunity to learn. We'll go to Philippians 4. Philippians 4, and we'll read 6 through 9. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with gratitude, make your requests known to the God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will protect your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, and whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, and whatever things are good, everything that are of good report. If there is any virtue, if there is any praise, think on those things. Do those things which you have both learned and received and heard of and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. So most of these things become something that if you do them, they are good for your soul. That works better. And if we go to Jeremiah, Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises lovingness, kindness, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says the Lord. And the next one there that said, be thankful for the difficult times. During those times you'll grow. We'll go to John 16:33. In John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So you're going to have the tribulations and troubles. Did anybody ever have any of those?
No.
But how did you receive them? I know that I have the problem a lot of times when things don't go quite right, it usually makes me angry instantly and start yelling at it. But looks like that's not quite the way you're supposed to handle it, so I'll have to work on that. Be thankful for difficult times. So we'll have to remember to do that. That's how you grow. Be thankful for your limitations because they give you the opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge because it will build your strength and character. Go to Romans 5, 3, and 4. Not only so, but we also boast in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces patience, patience produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. That some of those promises and stuff that he gives us is makes us very happy that we get the opportunity to go to the Lord and ask him for those things. And be thankful for your mistakes. They teach you a valuable lesson. And be thankful when you're tired and weary, for it means you made a difference. We got a few verses on that one. We'll go to Matthew 11, 28. It says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, heavily burdened. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Then if we go over to 2 Corinthians, Twelve, nine, and 10. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will boast in my weakness that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So I take pleasure in weakness, in reproaches, in hardships, in persecutions, and in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. That was after, if I remember that verse in there, is after Paul had been asking to be get rid of the sticker or plank or something that he had wrong with him, a weakness. And God said, no, my mercies are good enough for you. So, then we'll go to Hebrews 12, 2 and 3. Let us look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endureth such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and your hearts give up. So that's where it is. Just be thankful when you get tired. I have to think of my wife when it says that verse, because and I watch her, and she'll get up first thing in the morning and get everybody's stuff going, and then when I'm going to bed at night, she's still staying up and doing some more stuff. Then if I happen to wake up after I've been asleep for about an hour, she's still there reading the Bible. And that's a blessing. You know, that's... that's the one thing that we've been doing consistently. Every morning, that we'll start off our day reading Psalms 91. So I'm going to read that, and I'll change it a little bit to just say us instead of just he. So, we who dwell in the shelter of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord, He is our refuge and our fortress, our God in whom we trust. Surely He shall deliver us from the snare of the hunter and from the deadly pestilence. He shall cover us with His feathers, and under His wings we shall find protection. His faithfulness shall be our shield and the wall. We'll not be afraid of the terror at night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that pursues in the darkness, nor the destruction that strikes at noonday. Though 1,000 will fall at our sides and 10,000s at our right hands, but it shall not come near us. For only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our dwelling, there shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come near our home. For He shall give His angels charge over us to guard us in all our ways. They shall bear us up with their hands, lest we strike our foot against a stone. We shall tread upon the lions and the adder, the young lion and the serpent we shall trample underfoot. Because He has set His love above us, therefore I will deliver Him. I will set Him on high because He has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with them in their troubles. I shall deliver them and honor them. With a long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. And that has been helping us so much to read that every morning, read it out loud, and we'll try to read it again at night before we go to bed. But the Lord is there to protect us and keep us from all the snares that the devil sets out among us. So I encourage you all to have something like that you can read every day, and you probably already do, but just to have a little bit of communication and always prayer to the Lord. Something that really helps.